Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
All right, Kid Nation, it's round one of Beat the Bank.
Yay!
We're about to announce three names. First one to call us back. You get to play for up to $2,000. We'll play an hour from now again. So if your name does not get called, you still have a chance.
Stand by.
All right, here are your three names for this hour. Candace Hamilton, Alicia Mars, Susana Alvarado. Susana Alvarado, Alicia Mars, Candace Hamilton. You have 10 minutes to call us back at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Here's Emma Kelly to tell you those names once again real quick. You ready, Emma Kelly?
Candace Hamilton, Alicia Mars, Susana Alvarado.
What?
Yeah.
How old are you, Emma Kelly? 10? Already sound like a professional.
Right?
She's getting taller. I told her this morning. I'm like, you're almost as tall as me.
She's almost 5 feet.
Really?
Holy smokes. Oh, my God.
Isn't that what they said at school? You're almost 5 feet now? Yeah.
You're like 4'10"? 4'11".
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. I remember when you were in your mama's belly. Oh, my
God. She doesn't remember that.
Yeah. Most of it. Wouldn't it be cool if we could remember? Just a couple memories from in there?
Yeah. I think it'd be frightening. Like,
get me! Yeah. Where am I?
Very claustrophobic
so
in here.
Where am I? What am I? Who am I? What am I?
What was that?
What is this place?
Yeah. So we're taking off for our kids trip today. Make sure if you're out there to look for us, we'll be the guys in the girl t-shirts.
Oh my gosh. Now come on, you're going to hurt people's feelings.
I think we have a snafu here.
Well, I thought there was a mix-up. I didn't notice it because I'm wearing my Kids t-shirt already.
You look good.
I'm embracing it. And I'm like, oh, yeah, it fits me good
ones.
This year.
They're
it fits
great.
Me good. Usually they're kind of, they're more built for men. The man shape, so it kind of presses against my chest. It's
like
not
wide
really
arms.
Right.
It's not the most flattering shirt ever. But I'm like, oh, this is not so bad this year. And then I came around the corner to get coffee and I see Nick and Trey standing there. I'm like, are y'all wearing girl shirts?
Because they're all.
They're V-necks.
They're slight V-necks.
They're V-necks.
Yeah.
What people would call unisex shirts, I guess.
No, these are women's
those
shirts.
Those are girls.
Yeah,
I bet you guys had different ones than we did.
Right.
Like I did
the
too.
Same style, but a crew neck.
Well, the girl V-neck.
Very girly.
The girl, like, guys can have V-necks, but the guy's V-neck usually has longer sleeves. But these look like they have the slight V-necks and the slight sleeve.
And you and
wow.
You and Al haven't tried yours on
yet, JC. I haven't. They give them to us.
Oh, my gosh. I think it's most obvious on Nick.
I think it's most obvious on
Nick. Nick is
Trey.
The one that really, he said he was putting it on last night, and his wife even asked him, did you
get in here, Nick. I want to see what it
really
looks like.
Really obvious on producer.
He doesn't even want to come in the studio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's definitely.
Hey, guys, what do you think?
Did you guys have to shave your chest hair?
Don't wear the thong today, Nick.
Yeah. Is it Thong Thursday, too?
I brought it.
Oh, he likes it.
Wow. Are all of them like that same style? I'm assuming
I haven't looked at the other ones, but I'm pretty sure they all have the
same
V.
Cut.
We get a different color every day.
It's kind of like a medium V.
Yeah.
There's kind of a slight V and then a deep V. This is somewhere in between.
I'm voting next year for deep V.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Might as well.
It really accentuates the chest.
Yeah, I know. I was looking. It's like you guys have been, it looks like you've been working out more, and Trey.
I did spin last night, so.
All right.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't want to brag.
Are you excited?
I didn't know they were going to be like that.
I hope yours is like baby tee.
I got a large. Did what size is that, Nick?
Large. They do run a little snug.
Oh, gosh. JC, the shirts are going to be great on you.
How hard is it for you to get your shirt and put it on before we leave?
Not hard at all. It's in my luggage.
Go get it so we can see it.
It's in my car.
I want to see it on you.
Okay, I'll go get it after the break.
Did you bring the baby blazer,
I want all of Kid TV to see you in it before we leave.
Man. See, I didn't put it on today because I wait till we get the schedule in our rooms and it has what shirt you're supposed to wear for the party.
It's on there. They put a piece of paper in with your shirts to tell you.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
I haven't opened the bag.
Yeah, it's in the back
in the shirt.
Back. Okay.
Well, good.
All right. Who picked the shirts this year, Caroline?
I don't know.
She wants
they
us
are
to look
better
Metro.
Material. I mean, they are.
They're good quality shirts.
They are, yeah.
Okay.
You know what? The important thing is we all match.
Yeah.
That's really the important thing, so we can find each other in the park.
Is it a Gildan? Let me
see. I don't know.
They're very soft. The material feels soft.
Next level.
Next level, baby.
Yeah.
And the tags, if they irritate you, they're easily removable.
And I don't see it on you right now, Kelly, but when I look over at Trey, it looks like his shirt sparkles. Because Trey's standing in front of me, and they're the line.
No, it's not. It doesn't sparkle. It has little. Oh, there's glitter on it. Okay. On it.
Trey,
but they don't actually.
Then
sparkle.
Why does yours have glitter on it, Trey?
Just came in from the strip.
Wrong with a little glitter.
Yeah.
Just wanted to got glitter bomb.
Accentuate my
Trey
features.
Said he had to shave his couple of chest hairs.
You shaved them, Trey?
I only have like two or three, and so I had Shout one out. Rogue one that was poking out over the yeah. top. I was like, I gotta get
Agreed.
Rid of this.
Yeah.
The one you got to get rid of. The
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
You're gonna get rid of your one.
Oh man. What, Jenna?
You're going to shave your one hair?
I already did. Like, Trey, mine's very patchy, and so...
You do it yourself, or you hire yourself?
And the families wear the same shirts, right? So yeah. we're going to have the kids' dads in these shirts, too?
Yeah. Nick's going to go get my shirt.
This is exciting.
They're so excited for us to all put them on.
We're also killing time waiting for three lovely ladies to be the first one to call us back. This would be unfortunate if they don't.
I'd like to apologize to the softball players when I said a softball is very easy to hit. I meant like the lob ones. I didn't mean the actual fast pitch softball.
Oh, are you getting slammed?
I cannot hit the girl softball player pitches. Yeah. I can't hit those either.
No.
I was talking about like the ones where you see your dad go play softball.
Yeah,
have
the company
they
softball.
Ever, yeah. I'm out of curiosity. Have they ever pitted a professional woman's softball team against a man's baseball team to see if a man could hit those softball pitches?
Not that I know of.
Would they come in about the same as a
no.
a
speed?
Pitch?
I
no.
think
not
a major league baseball player could absolutely.
You think?
Yeah,
yes.
How fast are the pitches of a woman's softball?
I think they could get them like between 60 and maybe 80 miles an hour. I'm not sure.
Still pretty fast.
Still.
Yeah.
Which is the equivalent, because they're closer, so it's the equivalent of maybe like 90 to 100 miles an
75.
Hour. 75, there you go.
85 for men.
Yeah, but the ball's a little bit bigger.
That's
true.
So
I think
softball.
Yeah.
And the bats are different.
And the bats are different.
They say it's easier to hit
Stand
than baseball.
By your opinion, JC. If you think softball is easier,
the lob.
Say it's easier.
The lob
Don't
one.
Let people make you change your opinion based on their level of anger.
Because I know that if you put me out there with a high school softball player, I would not be able to hit her pitch.
Get your kids t-shirt and go play softball and see if you can hit a ball.
Man, I can't believe these shirts. It's probably at the top.
Oh my gosh. How much protein did you bring?
Just a tub.
You have two tubs.
First of all,
you have. Oh my gosh!
This is half of his bag, Kelly.
Half of his.
This is not. Let's go through JC's luggage.
Gosh, how many things?
Half of his luggage is protein.
He brought the full container.
He brought a vet.
I admire your dedication.
I brought some vitamins.
We're going to Disney World.
I want to make sure that I get my food.
My plan is just not to eat as many chicken fingers
last
year.
Oh my gosh! You're going to be hulking out of these shirts.
Why don't we get Al's luggage and see what he's got in there?
Trust me, there is no protein powder.
Right?
All right. All right, JC, go ahead and get dressed for the day.
Put it on.
No need to leave to change.
Another excuse.
And Michaela, you getting
JC
ready
to
you getting ready to experience JC shirt?
Close your eyes, Michaela.
You don't have to close your eyes, baby.
What was that song we had for her? Open your eyes, Michaela. Close your eyes, Michaela.
Oh, Michaela,
this is what we're gonna look like when we put it on.
What do you think, Michaela?
Michaela, what do you think?
Can't look.
Not looking.
This is weird.
What?
That you're taunting a 10-year-old asking
her
how you look shirtless.
Oh, man. Just based on one arm, I'm already.
I'm so happy.
Oh my God.
You guys.
I can't believe you're bringing protein.
It's a freaking tube top.
Oh, man.
I can't wear this.
Oh, yes, you can.
That's awesome.
But they're going to think
hilarious.
You're doing a Magic Mike performance in the park.
This shirt is so small on you.
You have the same one, Al.
You have,
I got double X, though. I got double X.
Can your arms breathe?
I know what size I am.
Can your arms breathe? Those are so much. That's the tightest shirt you've ever had on.
Ever.
Ever.
100%.
You have nice cleavage.
To wear that this weekend.
Oh,
I'm so
man.
Excited. Please don't change it.
Of course he's going to.
You can't get an extra large.
Man.
JC, come on.
No way, dude.
Oh, man.
Oh, I hope everybody, I know you're driving.
Can I tie it up? Will you let me tie it up?
Sure.
You're on Kid TV. You get to see this greatness.
Wear that and drink your protein drink at the same time.
And do some push-ups. Get all bulked up before you hit this.
I can't believe how much protein and pre-workout drink and what else is in there. I saw three giant containers.
I think there's a barbell in there.
What do I have in there?
JC, you look swole.
You do look swole.
You don't even have to work out. You just look like, swole. Look
like one of the shirts we have to wear is Minnie Mouse.
Yeah. That's, yeah. Yep. Mickey and Minnie. Or is it all Minnie?
Oh, no. There's Mickey. It's a bow tie.
The
it's
bottom
a bow tie.
Is, yeah, it's Mickey and Minnie.
Yeah.
What else did you bring? Do you have any snacks in there?
Oh, my gosh.
No?
Oh, my gosh.
What is that? You brought water?
Pills.
Is this my pills?
His pills.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, I brought some vitamins.
All right.
Yeah.
I didn't bring anything.
I got CLA.
I brought some ibuprofen.
I brought vitamins just to so I don't get sick.
It's a CLA non-stimulant. You guys are making fun. I'm trying to be healthy.
How many times are you going to work out?
That side of the room brought protein and
that side of the room,
protein,
I did not
protein
bring ibuprofen and
Miralax.
We
brought like one a day.
You have suppositories.
Yeah.
I have one a day. So I brought vitamins
sure.
and zinc. They
there
told
you go.
Me to take
oh
that
God.
So I don't get sick.
I'm sure I got zinc
oh
somewhere
my
in here.
God.
Yeah, we got
are
zinc.
You going to have any downtime other than taking all that stuff?
Yeah, when you go hit the park. Where's your little 10-year-old Timmy? Where's JC? Oh, he's mixing up a protein drink, Johnny. He'll be down in a minute to take
that's
you on.
That's just breakfast.
That's breakfast?
What?
That's what I have in the morning.
That's six containers. Do you have another suitcase?
No, all of it. These are different. This one's my nighttime regiment right here. This is CLA. It's a non-stimulant.
Your regiment. Did you bring your 9-minute abs DVD?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is creatine.
Oh, my goodness.
This is a pre-workout.
I'm surprised you had room for your clothes.
Time release.
For your baby tees.
I wanted to bring my big tub, my my cinnamon flavored one, because it tastes like horchata, but that one's too big.
I got a cousin named Cinnamon.
All right.
Nobody called back.
No.
Wow.
Shocking.
I got to repack my luggage.
It's a good thing those shirts are so small, you wouldn't have fit any bigger in there with all that stuff.
This is really small, you guys. All right.
If you guys know Candace Hamilton, Alicia Mars, and Susanna Alvarado, tell them
shame.
Sorry
shame.
About you.
Yeah,
not only were they not listening, but their friends were not listening, or they
shame.
Don't have any friends, or something.
Shame. Shame.
There you go.
But anyway, that's good news for the rest of you.
Yeah, that means we're going to open up the phone lines and allow anyone to play. Even if you did not sign up at KidNation.com, you have a chance to call in at 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
Emma Kelly, what number would you like to take? 13, she says.
13.
Just like her mama. We'll take call number 13. We'll play Beat the Bank for up to $2,000 next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show. Smart car that Tombo never works.
What?
Kind of like JC and his kids' t-shirt. Beat the bang.
I was out of breath there for a minute. I thought I had to cough or sneeze or something. I was breathing and I couldn't get the second line out.
Yeah. It's okay. If you're just joining us, we just found out today that the kids' shirts for this year run slightly smaller than expected.
Because they're female shirts.
Yeah, it turns out we believe they may be female shirts. And so all the guys in the office that ordered larges are wearing mediums. And the guys that ordered mediums are wearing smalls. So they're very tight on us.
I'm excited.
Some of us more than others.
Yeah, some of us way tighter than others.
You sure it's a large or was it a medium?
Yeah, I can't wait to see you in it, Al, actually. It's a large.
Well, it's a double X. So...
A large.
Yeah.
This one's is a large. The shirt I'm wearing now, I changed back to my regular shirt because I felt like I was going to pit out.
Well, it's you know, kids.
We're going to have fun.
It's the send-off day, so we're good.
Just have four more shirts to wear. Hey, Deanna.
Oh, my gosh. Hi.
How are you doing this morning?
Well, I am awesome now.
Awesome. Yes, you are.
What are you doing right now?
Well, funny, I was listening to you guys on my phone while I was getting ready for work, but then, of course, I had to see the tiny t-shirt for myself. So I logged on to Kids TV, and actually, that's how I'm talking to you guys.
Oh, good.
I heard the caller announcement prior to when I would have, so I was listening to you on my phone.
Oh,
so thank
awesome.
You for the tiny,
Whoa.
Thanks for the tiny tea, JC.
Look at that. Tiny tea could be giving her some money.
You're welcome, Deanna. You can buy all the tiny teas you want after winning
right?
Beat the Bank. What do you do for work?
I work for a medical billing company. I'm a business analyst.
There you go.
Super exciting, right?
Sounds pretty exciting. Analyzing stuff.
It sounds hard.
Yeah, it does sound hard. Yeah. All right, Big Al, Matt, can you tell Deanna how we play Beat the Bank, please?
Deanna, we're going to put you in the Kid Craddock Morning Show Bank Vault. And as you hear the banker holler out dollar amounts, they're going to increase higher and higher and higher. You just say stop and you feel comfortable and you analyze the situation and you win that amount. Now, if you don't say stop and the door closes, baby, you're not going to get anything. We can't have that,
right.
Okay?
No, that's not going to happen.
All right.
Look at her.
Even if it goes all the way to 1,000, you still have to say stop, all
2,000.
Right? 2,000. 2,000, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, I can get up to 2,000. Right. Big Al, how are you feeling round one?
I'm feeling medium-ish.
Medium-ish?
Medium.
Medium?
Which is still a pretty good amount of money.
Medium-ish.
Which could be a large today, right?
It could.
It could be large.
Again, Al does not know.
Kind of like JC's shirt. A medium kind of is a large.
He's gotten it right one time this week.
Yeah. It's a kid's large.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, just be careful. I don't want you to lose.
All right. Deanna, go with your gut feeling when we play
Beat the Bank.
$210. $290. $340. $460. $510. $550. $620. $790. $890. $1,040. $1,220. $1,540.
I know. You were risking it in there.
Oh, man.
Oh, man.
It only got up to $1,540.
Oh, my gosh. $1,500 bills in your hand.
Hey, you took a gamble, Deanna.
And now they're gone.
I did.
I'm sorry, sweetheart.
But we do appreciate
That's
you calling.
Okay.
Thank you for playing.
Thank you. It was great to talk to you guys.
You too. Yeah, and hey, you know what? You got to see JC in a very tight t-shirt today. So you'll always have that.
Yeah, you'll always have that.
Yeah. Make sure you keep up with us on social media. We'll all be wearing our tight shirts throughout the weekend.
You're going to have to issue a PG-13 warning for your picks.
Oh, boy.
Man.
Are you going to go and trade in for extra larges?
Please don't.
I think so.
JC.
If they have them. Kelly, it's
uncomfortable. They'll have them.
It's so tight, it makes me sweat.
All right, well, at least take some pictures in the larges before.
Yeah. Right.
You have to post them on social media for people who haven't been, they can't look.
Or this could be
shirtless
year.
Riding their cars.
All right.
Go shirtless.
Oh, yeah, love that at Disney World.
We'll play again in about 30 minutes. We'll call out three more names for Beat the Bank. But coming up next, it's time for a Christmas wish. And we're going to go ahead and issue a mascara alert for
Don't
this one.
Don't say we didn't warn you.
We warned you. Listen to the wonderful letter we received next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
All right, you guys, we're going to do another Christmas wish here.
All right.
So we're going to go ahead and issue that mascara alert.
Okay.
Hopefully you didn't put that on yet, and if you did, hopefully you have some more.
We apologize.
Yeah, because we're trying to help out a family here. We received a letter, and it's definitely got us tearing up here in the studio. Yeah. Let's talk to Megan, who wrote us the letter first. Hi, Megan. How are you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
We're doing great. We received your letter here for the Christmas wish.
Yeah. First of all, we're so incredibly sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
Yeah. We will fill you in, Kid Nation, here soon, because it's all in the letter that you wrote. And you nominated somebody dear to your heart. You nominated your brother-in-law, Nick.
I did.
Okay. We're going to bring him in because I'm pretty sure he has no idea what's going on right now. And based on what's going on in his life, understandably so, I'm sure everything's just happening and he's going day by day.
And now, another Kid Craddock Morning Show Christmas wish.
Hey, Nick.
Yes, sir.
How you doing this morning? My name is JC. I got Kelly Raspberry, Big Al Mack, and Jenna Owens. Hey. We do a radio show called the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Oh, how are you all?
We're good. Good. You're doing like you've got a lot going on this morning.
Yeah, I'm at work. What's up?
Yeah.
Well,
let's get to it. What's up?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, you're like, why is the radio station calling me? What kind of prank are they pulling on me? We're not. It's nothing quirky or kooky here with our morning show. It's actually somebody was thinking about you and your family, Nick, and they wrote us a letter. And if you don't mind, we would like to read that letter for you.
Okay.
Dear Kid Craddock Morning Show, I'd like to nominate my brother-in-law, Nick, for a Christmas wish. My sister and Nick both have the biggest hearts, opening their home to four dogs from the nearby Humane Society and three children, ages 16, 12, and 6. My nieces and nephew were officially adopted in December of 2014 after a year and a half of fostering. I nominate Nick because he has suddenly taken on the role of only parent as my sister unexpectedly passed away a couple months ago. From swim meets to choir performances, my brother-in-law has made every effort to be at each of their kids' events. My sister loved Christmas and being able to celebrate with her family. It was a truly special time since it was so close to when the kids became forever theirs. While we know this holiday will be hard, I nominate Nick with the hope that it brings some joy so he and the kids can celebrate my sister's memory in a way that she would have loved. And Nick, that's from your sister-in-law, Megan.
And how nice is that?
Yeah, and she's on the phone with us right now,
incredibly
too.
Incredibly nice, man.
Hi, Megan.
Hi.
I can't imagine what the family is going through right now. This is so incredibly... I'm so sorry for your loss, Nick, and for yours as well, Megan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Nick, like Megan said, your wife's favorite holiday is Christmas, and I'm sure that's tough on you and the kids, being that that was her favorite time of the year. And I'm sure you haven't been able to think about what you guys are going to do this year for Christmas.
Yeah, getting through the first everything is so hard, you know.
And I know there's expenses that go with unexpected passings like that. So we wanted to grant this Christmas wish that Megan sent in for you and your family, Nick.
Thank you all so much.
Sure.
Oh, no problem, man.
How are the kids doing, Nick?
Yeah. The best they can.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, every day is a struggle.
I'm sure the little one, the 6-year-old, is probably not understanding it as well as the 16 and 12-year-old.
No, not really.
Hey, dude, I'm grown. Sometimes you just can't understand it.
Yeah.
You know, you just, why? Can you tell us a little bit about your kids?
Oh, let's see here. Derek is, like you said, 16.
Mm-hmm.
He likes video games. He loves sports. He loves basketball.
Typical boy stuff.
Swimming. Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
What about the 12-year-old?
Autumn. She is all girl. Makeup, clothes, everything like that.
Oh, you got to watch out that Autumn.
Yeah. Looks like Derek has his hands full there protecting his little sister. And your 6-year-old?
She is everything princess right now. She loves Disney. She loves princesses. She loves dolls.
And what's her name?
Emily.
And you adopted all three of these children just 2 years ago?
We did. They came to live with us almost 4 years ago, and it was official almost 2 years.
Are they natural siblings? Is that like a situation where
they are. They're all a biological family.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You were able to
keep them together. Yeah.
That is so cool that you did that for them, because at least they will have each other. Now, what was
absolutely.
What were your plans for Christmas this year?
Well, we are going to Indianapolis and meeting Aaron's parents up there so we can do Christmas with their grandparents. Mm-hmm. And then we are doing Christmas at home with my family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we want to make it a big, wonderful holiday. I know it's going to be really emotional. Getting through the first... Thanksgiving, the first Christmas, the first birthdays, that's going to be really, really hard. But if we can help in any way to bring a little bit of light, we want to do that for you.
So what we want to do
I really appreciate it.
Sure.
Nick, we're going to give you a gift card to Toys R Us. There you can buy Derek some video games and buy him some basketballs, maybe a hoop, whatever you need to get him. You can buy Emily her princess and all her Disney toys that she wants.
I don't know if they have makeup at Toys R Us.
No. I don't think so.
Might be able to find something Autumn will like there.
Yeah, so, since Autumn likes that makeup stuff and she's into clothes, I'm sure she's a fashionista over there. What we'll do is we'll also give you some cash and you could take that towards buying something for Autumn, or you can get your Christmas tree, decorations.
Yeah, food, whatever you want food, to spend
it on. Whatever you want.
Whatever you need to help you get up there to Indianapolis, we don't know. But whatever you need that money for, you go ahead and use it, okay?
Thank you all so much.
Absolutely, no, Nick. And thank you for doing everything that you're doing. You're changing the lives of these kids. And, oh, man, special place. It's a special place for folks like you that adopt. You know, I really do feel that in my heart.
Yeah.
And you're showing all men how to be a man right now.
I believe this is National Adoption Month, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Is it really?
Yeah. I think you might be right.
Yeah, okay. I think that's right.
Well, way to go, Nick. Man.
And, you know, Nick, you lost your wife, Megan. It's tough for you as well because that is your sister. And we just want to thank you for writing and thinking about Nick and the three kids.
I can tell already you got a beautiful family.
Thank you all so very much.
Sure. Thank you all so much.
Sorry, Megan, thank you for sending in that letter.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you all. It means the world to me that you even read it. So thank you.
Christmas wishes really do come true on the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Megan, thank you. Thank you so much for everything that you've done. It's just, I can't say enough.
No, you're good, Nick. I love you guys and I miss you guys and I wish I was closer. So we'll see each other next week.
Yes, we will.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
Oh dear, I've waited all year for Christmas to be here. And if there's one thing I know, you can't have Christmas alone. I got you under the winter sky, all bundled up on a carriage ride. I slip you a kiss just so you know my love won't let you go. That Christmas bell, and oh, I can just see a Merry Christmas for you and me.
Hey, don't forget you can donate to help more Christmas Wish families or nominate a family right now at KidNation.com.
Oh, I can just tell I'm under that Christmas bell.
Morning Show.
Getting ready to take off on an airplane to go to Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida. Today, the kids trip begins.
It's already started.
I
just used my shirt as a napkin. This is what I do on the trip. My shirt becomes like a little like snot napkin for the kids.
Oh.
I didn't snot on my shirt. I'm eating and I didn't have a napkin and I'm going to change. So I just wiped it on my shirt.
What are you eating? Pancakes?
I wanted pancakes, but I'm waiting. I didn't get bacon and I didn't get pancakes because I love the waffles and the bacon that we get at this buffet
so good.
Every morning. It's so good. So now I'm eating an English muffin
bacon
and
tomorrow.
Eggs.
Is that what you're excited about, Al?
Yes. Bacon. I'd go all the way to Orlando to get my bacon.
We have a bet on how many times he's going to say it right.
During the trip?
Because that was three just now.
Are we going to get the montage this year of Big Al saying bacon when we're on the
bacon,
trip?
Bacon.
Fine.
You're like that dog in the Beggin' Strips commercial.
That's a good question. Trey's wondering if it should start now or when we actually get to Orlando.
It's up to y'all.
From the plane. In air?
In air? Okay. Once we get on the plane.
Neutral territory.
And it's going on. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
We'll get it going. We're about to announce the names for Beat the Bank here shortly, but got this text message. Apparently, my name got called for Beat the Bank this morning. It was Candace Hamilton.
Oh, boy.
But I'm getting married on Saturday. I'm off work these 2 days, and I'm trying to get some sleep to rest up.
Oh, no.
I love you guys. Even had my bridals taken at the canal. We're sorry, Candace.
Well, she's getting married, so at least, things aren't that bad.
Yeah. Take it from Jenna. You got a man.
But the wedding is so stressful. I mean, she's just... she needs that rest.
And that extra cash probably comes in handy, too, when you're getting married. But, you know, that's how the rules are. You're supposed to be listening when we call your name.
All right, go.
All right, let's get to it. It's about that time for round two of Beat the Bank.
All right.
We have three names.
I think you're the only one that has them, so.
I don't have them.
Go. Oh, you don't have them?
This is the last chance for the week. White Cheddar, if you could please bring them in, that would be beautiful.
Everyone beautiful. Everyone think of three people.
Just say random names.
All right.
See if it matches.
Yeah. Here we go. We got him.
All right, Jenna, go ahead.
Paul Theroux, Carol Whittington, Lacey Quereau. Oh, man, these names. I'm sorry, guys. Lacey Quereau, Carol Whittington, Paul
Theriot.
Theriot.
The Riot. It's spelled like the Riot. I wish you went as Paul the Riot. Yeah, Theriot. Theriot. I'm sorry.
The number is 800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
You got 10 minutes. Three people.
Yeah, if you don't, we'll open it up again.
You people?
We had Deanna called in last hour, and she was a gambling woman.
She was.
Yeah, went all the way to 1500, and she hadn't said stop yet. She was holding out.
Yeah.
Gotta admire that, I guess.
A lot of people are sending us videos of Jenny Finch, the softball player.
Oh, yeah.
She would be a bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Striking out Albert Pujols, who was he's a professional baseball player. So it turns out, like we were saying earlier, hitting balls that are moving extremely fast is very difficult.
But it's still easier than baseball, isn't it, JC?
Nope.
Come on.
Nope.
Stand by that.
The soft.
I thought there was a sports science show that said that hitting a major league fast pitch baseball was the hardest thing in sports.
Maybe. I would say that anything moving faster than 60 miles an hour.
They compared a lot of sports moments, right? Like, what did they do? Like kicking a long field goal. There were a lot of things that they threw in.
They said a professional goalie in soccer basically has to guess in order to block a penalty kick because there's no way for your body to react with enough time to actually get it right. So you actually guess. That's why when they dive, they're just diving to a side because they think.
That's true. A hockey goalie, because that guy's on skates and he's bent over and the puck is coming at you. I don't know how many miles an hour. That's not the easiest thing either.
Hockey's hard. That goes so fast.
Sports are hard. Yeah.
Sports
I dropped off on my golf.
I don't do it.
After all that, Al, I dropped off on the golf.
You did?
I haven't gone out there.
Wait, you set up a net.
I say dropped off. I say dropped off because I was playing twice a week trying to get better.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I haven't.
Well, we got a lot going this week. You got the kids trip.
I know, but before I know it, it's going to be a month. It's going to be cold. You know I'm not playing in the winter. I had to buy golf pants. They're not cute. I don't want to wear those.
They don't have cute golf pants?
What do you want to wear? The shorts?
Yeah, I want skirts only.
You can wear skirts.
With tights.
There's one little girl. What's that fine little golfer girl, Asian chick?
Michelle Wee.
Woo! Yeah. Make me watch some female golf right there.
Uh-huh. There's some good-looking golfers out there.
Yeah,
girls.
Man. Yeah.
Guys, too.
I'm sure there are.
Who's the hottest golfer now? Hottest male golfer?
Like the best?
Allen Evans.
Oh, my God.
Lord have
mercy. Hello, I'm Allen.
What's he ranked?
Gonna put him out there first and last.
He's the only one I care to watch.
That Johnson guy that's married to Paulina Gretzky.
Yeah, Dustin Johnson. I think he's
girls like
top.
Him.
Mm-hmm.
Girls like Ricky Fowler. Adam Scott. Supposed to be a good-looking dude.
Hmm.
So is
Tom Brady like the quintessential athlete that women just swoon over? I mean,
I would say David Beckham.
All sports. Okay.
I don't know. Tom Brady. David Beckham's like, his voice crushes it
but
for
his,
me.
His face.
His voice is like, hey. Hey, I'm David Beckham.
I talk like these.
I like him. But yeah, Tom Brady's kind of one of those like,
he transcends football.
So he's the best ever and he looks like that. What's wrong with him?
Yeah.
I mean, is there something wrong with him?
No.
I'm sure.
What could be wrong with him?
There's been hot quarterbacks, but they're not best ever. Yeah.
If you look up Tom Brady's picture before he came into the league when he was doing the...
So what? He was a little skinny fat.
He was skinny fat?
You're talking about his combine.
Yeah, I'm talking about his combine picture. They take a picture of them. Just,
yeah, he was skinny fat.
You
they
probably
make
you wouldn't
stand
look,
there and take your picture just with your arms out like that?
They're taking your measurements. Yeah.
Like his wingspan. And
he looked like... He would just work in an office. You know, he didn't look like a professional football player.
He didn't have to run. He didn't have to run. He knows how to throw.
Yeah, well.
So you're going to really, you're trying to criticize Tom Brady, how he looked like 15 years ago in his combine?
He wasn't always perfect. That he made all that money, and he got, fashion, and he got better hair, and then he got better diet.
Every celebrity.
Yeah. He wasn't always perfect.
Jennifer Lopez at 20, and look at her now at 44 or whatever.
I mean, she was fine when she was a fly girl.
She was pretty then, but man.
But now?
Money.
Yeah.
Money and stylists and...
people, lighting,
and money,
and the best of the best.
Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Oh my gosh!
Look,
he's
back
a million times hotter than he used to be.
Yeah. Shaved that head. He got more ripped. He's got more money.
Yeah.
Flavor Flav.
No.
Why would you bring up Flavor Flav?
Way hotter than he used to be.
Al has a thing for him.
Yeah, he does.
It's fine, Al. You can have your free pass.
You know, Dwayne Johnson also does little lullabies for kids.
I heard. Yeah.
He was doing videos for People Magazine because he was named Sexiest Man Alive. To add to that, one of the videos, he sang the lullabies that he sings to his daughters. And he is singing in that new movie, Moana. Here's Dwayne.
Ahi vela, maine loko, ike ala, ake loha, ila la, vaine, kuaki. See, it's a nice little high note. Kone kone ku, aika pu uvai. And then the English is twinkle, twinkle, little star. Right about now, my daughter's smiling at me, Jasmine. She's looking up. How I wonder what you are. She's cooing right now. Up above the world so high.
He even narrates his own singing.
Yeah. That's awesome. Oh, he's letting you know what's
happening. Yeah.
His teeth look nice.
Very nice. What's your go-to lullaby, Kelly?
Oh, when she was first born, the very first song I ever sang to her was I Honestly Love You by Olivia Newton-John.
Really?
That was the first song I ever sang to her.
I sang Los Tres Cochinitos, which is a Spanish song, to my kid. Al?
Who that is? That's just my baby dad.
Thanksgiving, just a week from today. Turkey, dressing, and ham that's honey bay. Beat the bang.
Mm. We're doing fried turkey.
Fried turkey is good.
I thought we were going to do the ham, because I told you guys that last week. And then my wife went and bought a turkey.
Yeah.
Well, so we're doing turkey.
You're on sale now.
You can do both, JC. There's no law that says you can't. You can do a little bit of both. You don't have to have a big ham. You can get a smaller ham. And a smaller turkey.
A lot of people are saying Troy Aikman far better looking than Tom Brady.
Oh,
Kelly.
Yes.
You're not going to be satisfied.
Sometimes those text messages up there make me irate. Golf is not a sport, Jenna. You just shut up.
Do you run in golf?
Golf is not a sport, really? Who is going to argue that golf is not a sport?
This guy.
That gentleman right there.
In all caps. You go away.
Angry about it, too.
Mm-hmm. Because that's just annoying. Those text messages make me mad. People are mean.
People used to say NASCAR is not a sport. That is a sport. If you've ever tried sitting in that car with all those G-forces going at you.
Anything in competition that takes skill is a sport.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Hey, Paul, the Riot.
The Riot.
Hey, how you doing?
How bad did we butcher your last name?
Close. I've heard worse.
How do you say it?
Terrio.
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 Is that French?
Yep.
All right. You live in France?
Nope.
Well, obviously people mispronounce it enough. You still know.
Cajun.
You still know when they say it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you wearing pants?
You're wearing pants.
Oh, oui, oui.
But why would you ask if he's wearing pants?
Because it rhymes with France.
Oh, gosh.
I don't know.
What? A
direct rhyme there.
France and pants? Come on.
Pants. France. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a rhyme. Like rhyme. Dance?
You have a friend named Lance?
Politics. What's your stance? All right, Paul.
Are you enhanced?
Okay. Come on. Let's let the man win some money, please. Right,
let's meet Paul at a glance. He might take a chance.
All right.
All right, Paul. What are you up to right now, man?
I'll say it again.
What are you up to right now?
I'm at work.
Oh, what do you do?
I'm in sales.
Oh, sales. If he said, I sell pants, that would have been awesome. All right, Paul, here's how it works. We're going to put you inside the bank vault with the banker who's going to be giving you dollar amounts. The longer you stay in that vault, the more money you will win. This week, it can get up to $2,000. Even if he says that, you still have to yell stop, because if you don't and that door closes, you get nothing. Okay, Paul?
Okay, sounds good.
And not to add to the pressure, but this is the last play. You know, this is the last play for a little while,
last
Paul.
Last play for the day.
And we want it to be nice.
Yes, and I think for that reason, the banker is going to be feeling generous today, right now. I really do. I think you might go all the way. At least I think there's a chance.
Nice. Hey,
sounds good.
Well, we don't know. Again, we really don't know.
He has no idea, okay, Paul? So you just got to feel it out while you're in there, my man. All right, let's get ready. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$120 $240 $270 $420 $460 $550 $740 $950 $1,120 $1,480 $1,550 $1,860
Stop.
Yeah.
There you go. There you go.
Nice. Close enough, right? That's close enough to two.
Was it 1,860?
I believe so.
1,860, yeah.
1,860 right there, Mr. Paul the Riot. What are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with that money?
That's a good Christmas and probably get some stuff fixed.
Get some stuff fixed. You need me to help you out or anything? Fixing stuff?
Hey, you going to work on the fence?
Fence? I kind of know how to do a little bit of fence work.
Shout out.
Wood fence or chain link?
I'll probably go wood.
Good choice.
Yeah. Feel like
I'll be over.
No, you won't.
As soon as I get done with my mom's.
A lot of that, man.
Yeah, I'm lying.
Paul had a Seth laugh there for a second.
Well, it doesn't have much further it can go. Just for fun, let's see if it would have gone to 2,000 like Al thought.
Let's see.
Well played, awesome. Sir. Well played. I can't be mad.
That's awesome. Thank you all very much.
No problem. You. Thank you for playing. You played it perfectly, my man. Hold on.
Good luck on that fence.
Yeah. Are those, do you think you could put one up, Al?
Yeah, you need a few things. If you're putting up cement. A wood fence, you need, you need cement. You need an auger.
I'm out.
You can rent an auger.
Oh, okay.
You rent an auger, you drill your hole, you set the post in there. You need to get some string so you make sure your line, your fence is straight.
Uh-huh.
You need a level. Make sure that your pole is straight in the air. And nothing to it.
Sounds difficult.
You need a nail gun to nail
to get them in there. There you go.
And a tetanus shot. You know he's going to end up nailing himself.
Oh, of course. No, Al, he was always nailing.
I put up a wood fence before.
911 on speed dial.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Lots of good stuff going on today.
Yeah.
We'll be leaving for Orlando, Florida in a little while.
That's right.
Going on the Kids trip this year. But Caroline, you're going somewhere else.
Yeah, I am going to Chicago tonight.
Oh, check your Cubs game?
Yep. You know me.
You know that baseball season is still going on.
Football. Yeah. No, my dad is being inducted to the National Radio Hall of Fame tonight.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. That's the ultimate honor in radio.
So you're going to accept on his behalf?
I am.
Nice.
I am, yeah.
Hall of Famer, Kid Craddock.
Yep.
Into the Radio Hall of Fame. That's really cool.
Awesome.
You got a speech and everything?
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Really?
Yeah.
How's it start?
Yeah.
Hello.
Dearly beloved.
Dearly beloved.
I bequeathed to you.
7 years ago.
Please tell me you have bequeath in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's steal the first from word. The best.
Yeah. But then you're going to come join us right away, right?
Yes, I will be there early Friday morning.
Okay, good.
Yep.
All right. Well, let's go into new music. Well, it's new music Thursday, but normally we do it on Friday, but we're going to be a kid's, so we're going to do it today.
Got it.
Right.
Yep.
What you got for us, Caroline?
We got a lot of really good stuff today. So Bruno Mars, his new album is out.
Yes.
4K Magic.
Showtime.
Guess who's back again?
I love this song.
So good.
Man, remember when Bruno came here? The first time. You didn't get to come to that, Caroline, because I think you were in school.
He had just been arrested.
School for all the good stuff.
Yeah. This is the first time he ever came here was right after he got arrested, like Big Al said,
in Vegas.
Yeah. He was partying a little hard.
Yeah.
And I think my dad told me about this.
It was one of those where people, they were saying, this could, you know, behind the scenes, this could ruin his career because he was just starting out. It was all fresh. And I remember even Bruno brought it up to this day. A kid called him in his office. And then he said, hey, whatever happened in Vegas,
Stays in Vegas.
Stays in Vegas. he basically told them, just keep going.
Your dad came up with that.
Wow.
Vegas stays in
That's
Vegas.
What got him into the Hall of Fame.
You should bring that up in your speech.
I need to get some, like, do we get royalties
you need
for that
some,
or
You
something?
Need us to give you some stories before you get up there.
That was 2010. This was Bruno Mars on our show in 2010.
I want to be a billionaire so freaking bad.
Like the record.
Buy all of the things I'd never
Thanks, kid.
Had.
Yeah.
I want to be on the cover of Forbes.
But I talked about this story. Remember when after Kid passed away and Bruno came to town after his mom had passed away and he was doing interviews or anything. And I went by to say hi and he brought up that story and told me that Kid was very influential and having him keep going. Because he was like, dude, I wanted to quit, man. I was embarrassed. I didn't want to keep going. I didn't want to go do interviews. But your dad had an impact on him.
Good.
He also has Versace on the floor. When are we getting him on tour?
July.
All next year. He has a huge tour planned.
Not till July? It starts in July, though? Mm-hmm. Okay. And it kicks off overseas?
Yep.
He'll be on tour for a long time, though. He hasn't been around lately.
Yeah.
Much to Kelly's dismay, no Gorillaz 2 on this new album.
Well, that's supposed to be the gorilla of this album, but... I mean, Gorillaz the all-time.
This is a little bit sweeter than Gorilla.
Yeah,
you know?
It's not as rough.
I want a long Gorilla.
It's hard for me to relate to Versace on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, Kelly, it's like needs to be Ross on
Maybe
the floor.
Maybe some like ASOS on the floor. Yeah. H&M on the floor.
Yeah.
Mossimo from Target.
Yeah, you got Versace. You better pick it up off the floor. That's Versace.
Yeah.
You know what
Hang
I mean?
That up.
Yeah, but we do have to request that he sing this song, though, for real. I know you're getting turned on right now.
Kelly's
Kid Nation.
Getting all hot.
He will, of course, do this on tour.
I got a
he has to.
Full of liquor
and Locked Out of Heaven.
See, this song gives me post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, no, we can't listen to that.
Because
right
now. No, because I did it in a spin class, and it was the hardest spin class of my life.
To Gorilla?
To this song, and it because we had to turn it up, turn on the you know the resistance really, 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 really hard.
So, you're grinding.
So we're like,
did you make that face while you were doing it? That's amazing.
And man. So now I hate this song because I get sweaty just thinking about it.
Oh no, man! That was...
So does Kelly. She gets sweaty thinking about Gorilla.
Way different kind of sweaty right there.
Shout out to Harambe.
Aww. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, okay, DNCE, their new album is out too.
Yeah. You remember this one they had? Self-titled album?
Yep. And they will also be on tour starting in January.
Oh, really? Did they announce that they're touring with you?
No.
That would bring somebody fun.
Yeah.
They got a new one called Body Moves, if you want to hear that.
Great.
I'm really happy for Joe and Nick, because they both went and did their separate things, and they're both super successful with it.
And then the other brother just had their baby.
Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin just had their baby.
Kevin, and he's like a businessman now.
Yeah, he's like just houses and stuff.
Yeah.
Seeing a picture of Nick Jonas holding that baby.
Oh, was he holding the baby?
Did it make you feel something?
Yeah, there's a photo of it. Yeah, it did. Made me feel like how you feel listening
when
to
I hear Gorilla.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep. Give me a man with a baby.
I think Nick's single right now.
I don't think he's dating anyone.
He was messing around with Kate Hudson.
Yeah, I think I was just
playing. Love that. I love that that was a thing.
And then Joe is dating somebody. But I forgot who.
The Game of Thrones girl, right?
The girl,
yeah.
Very regal-looking girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Very, very older than she is. She appears to be older than she is.
Yeah, she's only like 21 or something. Yeah. Anyway.
Sophie.
Joe Bros don't do it for me.
Joe Bros don't do it for you?
No, I mean, I like some of those songs, but just, I've never been like turned on by the Joe Bros.
Ooh, Nick does it for me.
Well, y'all are closer to the same age.
Yeah.
What
if Nick hit on you, though? You would?
No.
Okay.
I would.
I know you would, Caroline.
Okay, just put that out there. Yeah, I just want to let that be known.
What else you got it for us?
Okay, Little Mix, their new album, Glory Days, is out.
All right. This is called Shout Out to My Ex. We think it's about
We think?
It is.
We know.
Yeah.
Shout out to my ex. You're really quite the man. You made my heart break and that made me who I am.
About Zayn Malik.
His
sounds very happy.
Yeah?
It's a very happy sounding song for it being about their exes. They also have a song called F.U. A heartbreak album.
Mm-hmm.
What's the popular one in the group? Perry? Is that the one that dated Zane?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Zane? Yeah.
Yeah. Little Mix. And?
Her fourth album. And Miranda Lambert, which I am so excited about. I love Miranda. So her single Vice did really well. Y'all remember
now
that
she's
one?
Put out music since the divorce, right?
I know this song has been out for a long time.
Yeah, this one was her first song after the divorce. But the cool thing about this album, she only wrote one song by herself. She collaborated with all the music with, like, Rodney Clausen, who wrote for George Strait and Luke Bryan, and then Shane McAnally is one of my favorites, who wrote with Casey Musgraves and Sam Hunt, who I know you like, JC, right?
Sam Hunt is one of the coolest dudes ever.
Yeah, he wrote Leave the Night On for Sam Hunt.
Yeah.
So, the other song on this album that's really good is called We Should Be Friends. And that
I love her voice. She wrote that all by herself.
That's the one she wrote by herself, yeah.
Yeah.
24 songs on this album.
That's too many.
I don't think that's too many songs
for one album.
Is that too many, Kelly?
I think they should have left a little bit.
They can't even fit on one album.
Yeah.
It's two CDs.
That's like that's a double album set right there.
Wow.
That's right.
How dare you come out with a double album, Miranda?
I don't like it.
Mm-mm.
That's too many.
You're not that country, Kelly.
Did you hear what I just heard? I don't know you well, but I
know that look, and I can just. That's exactly how Kelly was talking, actually.
Yeah. Which, when I hear in interviews, she doesn't talk like that.
She is so Southern.
And I'm Team Blake, but anyway.
So you hate Miranda Lambert?
No, I just don't hate Miranda Lambert.
I heard.
No.
That's what's going to get back to her.
Yeah. I'm not trying to start rumors.
No.
Did you hear about that, Caroline? About Big Al bad-mouthing Miranda Lambert?
I heard it. Yeah. I think it's disrespectful.
It's
rude. Mm-hmm. And I don't like it.
I don't think your mama would like that at all.
What was that?
I don't know.
That
was bad.
That was not good.
Bad. Abort mission.
Yeah,
abort.
Right.
Yeah.
Abort.
All right. We have one last one.
This music makes you cooler.
Oh, my favorite portion.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, this is Andrew McMahon in the Wilderness. I don't know if you guys have heard of him.
I've heard of the Wilderness. I haven't heard of Andrew yet.
If I could fly, then I would know what life looks like from up above. And down below, I keep you safe, I keep you dry. Don't be afraid, Cecilia, I'm the satellite.
I've heard this song somewhere.
A lot.
Yeah. Where did I hear it? The radio?
Yes.
Okay. Where's this Andrew guy from?
I don't know.
Sounds like he has an accent.
He's American.
He's American?
Yep. Know. Let's play Fire Escape. This is kind of his newer one that's a little bit not as well known, but it's very good. Reason I'm still up and done, just to see your face. We'll be going strong with the vampires, baby.
We belong awake. Swinging from the fire escape. I like it.
Drinking from the wishing well, some chunky metal.
Don't you
feel cool listening to that?
Yeah. That's why it's music that makes us cooler.
Andrew McMahon.
McMahon.
McMahon in the Wilderness.
McMahon.
Who's McMahon?
McMahon.
Not McMahon.
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 That's how you pronounce it. McMahon.
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 It's McMahon. I'm pretty sure it's McMahon.
I think that's how you spell.
Ed McMahon?
Yeah.
It's McMahon. I'm pretty sure.
I like McMahon better.
Okay, yeah. So I'm going to go. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
Caroline's got a flight to catch. All right, Caroline. Thank you for making us cooler today.
Okay. So yeah, not that cool if I don't know who it is.
Bruno Mars, DNCE, Little Mix, Miranda Lambert, and Andrew McMahon or McMahon,
mm-hmm.
and The Wilderness. if you want to feel cool. Thank you, Caroline.
You're welcome.
Good luck with your speech.
Cool people say it the way Caroline says it.
Yeah. Wish me luck on the speech. I don't know how to read, so. It'll be good for me.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.